Shalom to all. Today's office Shalom Pesachim Daf Yud Aleph. We're starting Yud Amud Beis about four lines off of the bottom with the words Va'aton Amrin and Vilnsur's Daf San Ches Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mirim Shar Bas Biyakim Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. So right in the middle of the Sugyo, let's try to review. There's a Mishnah Maseches Trumas with two cases about barrels of Truma. These are called Chavos Rishon and Chavos Shnia. The first case where the barrel of Truma became Safek Tame, which is called Teluya, and according to Rabbi Yeshua, no being Metame at Biyadayim. And the second case was about a barrel of Tar Truma wine and on its way down to the lower part of the press where there's Tame Chulin, and Rabbi Yeshua allows being Metame Biyadayim in order to prevent it mixing with the Chulin. And then the Chevrai, according to Rabbi Lazar, suggested that Chavos Rishona is like Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, who does not allow burning tar and Tame Truma together on Erev Pesach, and Chavos Shnia is like Rav Meir of the Mishnah, who does allow this. And Rabbi Yossi of Amayr took issue with this understanding of Rav Meir, where he asked two questions, and now he continues asking on this. Vatan Armin, you say, and now pay attention to the multiple gears of changes we have here. The Chavos Shnia Kira of Meir, the less Rabbi Yossi Maideba. The second case, the ones letting Metame the Truma wine Biyadayim is like Rav Meir of our Mishnah, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree to that. How could that be? Vatani, we have a brass that says, when was it said, Bebar She'ein Baikadei Lahalos. That's proper Girsa. With the bar, which means with the lower part of the wine press that has a Tamei Chulin wine in it, it doesn't have enough to be Ma'al the Truma, which means there isn't 100 parts Chulin to be Mevatel the Truma that's going to be falling into it. Aval Bar She'yesh Baikadei Lahalos, but if the bottom part of the wine press with the Tamei Chulin has enough to be Mevatel the Truma that's going to be falling into it, Afil Kalshahu Yudafam and Alf on the top, also the Tamois. Even the smallest amount is going to be Asr Mitamei, because there's going to be bittel of the truma wine when it falls into the chulin. Avin Krav Meir, if you want to say that this case of Chavos Shnia is according to Krav Meir, he bar sheyesh baikadei lahalos, if he bar shein baikadei lahalos, if it doesn't make a difference if the lower part of the wine press, this bar, has enough to be mal of the truma or doesn't have enough to be mal of the truma, either which way, Krav Meir would hold you that you're allowed to be matame biyadayim. And since the brass clearly holds not like that, you can't say Mishnah's like Krav Meir, not like Krav Yasi, and we're not going to the next five words of Filu Kalshu also the Tamais. That's question number one. And Va'id Minada, Krav Yasi, the Amar continues asking from the following that again, Krav Meir had said in the beginning of the Mishnah, from their words we learned, they were allowed to burn Tara and Tomei Truma together on Erev Pesach, and Amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi had to respond to him, Einahi Amida, that's not the Mida, which means that's not a Raya. And the question is, Les Barnash Amar Einahi, no one's going to say that that's not the Mida, that's not the proper comparison, Ela Dumay Dal Kadmiyasa, that's the proper Girsa, unless he agrees to the first part. In other words, by the mere fact that Rabbi Yossi said, Les Hi Amida, he's basically saying, I agree with you, Rav Meir and Shita, that you're allowed to burn Truma Tahirim Tamea on Erev Pesach, it's just that the place that you're learning it from is not a good source. But I still agree with you in essence, and therefore we have once again the same question. How could you say the Chavos Shnia, in the case in Trumas, is like Rav Meir of our Mishnah, not Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi agrees to Rav Meir of our Mishnah, which means he would agree to the case of Chavos Shnia as well. Now we just continue with this line of reasoning, why Rabbi Yossi would differentiate between the two cases, Tamei Tahara Erev Pesach of our Mishnah, and the case of Chavos Shnia over there in Trumas. My Kedoyin, what's the difference? So Rabbi Yossi Rabboni explains, Taman, over there in the case of Truma, Kedei Lachasan Chasem Shal Yisrael. We're being chas, meaning we're being careful about the property of the Yid. That's why Rabbi Yeshua over there allows him to be metame the truma biyadayim in order to prevent it from falling into the chulin and asering it. V'hacha my islach, over here in the case of the truma tahirin tamea, why would you be allowed to do that? Anyway, the truma has to be burned because it's chametz erev Pesach. Ask the Gemara, why is that? Afilu hacha einam afsal Yisrael mamayin. Over here also, aren't you causing him to lose money? If you tell him he has to burn the truma tahirin tamea separately in erev Pesach, that's going to cause a loss of money for him also. Shud sarach lesev etzim ufnei atzma zu ufnei atzma. He has to burn each one in its own separate pile because truma tahirin needs its pile of wood, Truma Tamei needs its own pile of wood, and that's a loss of wood. That costs money. Sumar says, no, Lehefsin Ruba Chashu, Lehefsin Muad Loi Chashu, the Chum only cared about a large loss of money, all the chulin wine down to the lower part of the wine press is going to get ruined, and that's worth a lot of money, as opposed to having to make another bonfire with just a little bit of wood, which does not cost that much money at all. That's not something the Chum minded telling you, okay, you have to make two bonfires instead of one. And so this would be the difference between the case of Truma Tamei and Tahira Erev Pesach, and the case of the Truma wine falling into Tamei Chulin wine. But either which way, Rabbi Yossi asks this question, could you say the Chavos Shnia is only according to Rav Meir, not according to Rabbi Yossi? Try to answer it. Amar Chananya, Kumi Rabbani, he explains as follows, Tifter, we could answer, Kamanda Aram Medivir Rabbi Kivim Medivir Chanina Skanu Kehanim, that we can understand our Mishnah totally differently. Remember, a couple daf ago, we had two different explanations of our Mishnah, that when Rav Meir said, Medivreim Lamanu, what's he going on? And one of the explanations was, what we've been discussing up until now, that he's going on that Mishnah Maseches Trumas, but now we're saying, no, let's go with the first explanation, which is that when Rav Meir says Medivreim Lamanu, he's talking about the Divreim of Rabbi Kivin Rabbi Chanina Sganu Kehanim of the previous two Mishnayos, who spoke about burning different levels of Tumah together. That's who I learned this din from, says Rav Meir. Veles Shema Min HaKlom, and you can't learn anything from here regarding what Rabbi Yeshua holds, burning Tumah and Tara Truma together, because Rabbi Yeshua is going on the Mishnah Trumas, and again, as we just explained, this new way of understanding Rav Meir is that he's not going on the Mishnah Trumas at all, so therefore, when I have a question with how Rabbi Yossi understands Rabbi Yeshua's opinion over there, because again, they're not connected. acted according to this understanding. Now the Gemara moves on, continuing to discuss his mission in Trumas. Reb Zeira and Reb Ila, Trehun B'Shem Reb Lazar, both of them saying the name of Reb Lazar. Chavas Risha and Reb Yaisi. The first case of the Chavas is like Reb Yaisi, like we said before. Vashnia, Bain Kreb Meir, Bain Kreb Yaisi. And the second case is actually both according to Reb Meir and Reb Yaisi. In other words, Reb Yaisi does agree in the second case that you're letting Mitami the Truma be a Dayim, and that's because of Hefsin Meruba in order to prevent it from falling into the Chulin wine. So it's not just like Reb Meir, it's also according to Reb Yaisi. However, Amar Reb Ezra Kumri Amana, Reb Ezra asked for Amana, less on the Pliga Reb Yaisi. Isn't this not like Reb Yaisi? According to Reb Ezra, Reb Yaisi doesn't hold this concept of Hefsin Meruba, that because we don't want to cause a loss of the Chulin wine, we allow being Mitami the Truma wine be a Dayim. That's why he's asking this on Amana. And actually, Amar Lei, Reb Amana responds to Reb Ezra, you're right, Udulak Reb Yaisi, Chavas Shnia is not like Reb Yaisi, it's only like Reb Meir. So Reb Ezra asks, Neymar Dulak Reb Meir, so why don't we say that the Reisha is not like Reb Meir and it's only like Reb Yaisi? In other words, he's asking him that based off what you said, that Chavas Rishon is Reb Yaisi and Chavas Shnia is Reb Meir and Reb Yaisi, then it's really according to both Reb Meir and Reb Yaisi, not just Reb Yaisi. Why don't you speak that out? He's asking him, say that it's Dafka like Reb Yaisi and not like Reb Meir. And why would that be? Lefisha Matsinu Reb Meir served Tului B'chol Makom. That's Rabbi Girsa. That's because we find that Reb Meir allows Tuluya to be burned in any place, not just Erev Pesach. What was the case of Chavas Rishon? Then we have Truma Tuluya, it's Safek Tamei, that you're not allowed to burn it. But according to Reb Meir, you are allowed to burn Truma Tuluya everywhere, all the time, even not Erev Pesach. Anytime you have Truma Tuluya, you're allowed to burn it. So Chavas Rishon would actually not be like Reb Meir, so why don't you speak that out? And Amar Amar Mana says, Azul Zekisarin, I went to Kisarin, Vashamas Reb Zekon B'Shem Zeira, and heard Reb Zekon saying in the name of Reb Zeira, Reb Meir served Tuluya B'chol Makom, the Reb Meir holds you could burn Truma Tuluya in all situations, not just Erev Pesach. Reb Amar Slay, and I asked him, says Reb Mana, about the question that he asked Reb Zekon, take out the word afilu. Is this only referring to something which is a suffix midai raisa, meaning only when it's suffix tami midai raisa, then Rav Meir holds you allowed to burn it any time, but not if it's suffix dirabanan? Yud alfam is on top of Amrilin, he told me in. Technically, yes, that only if it's suffix midai raisa, but not suffix midirabanan. However, I know pasar Allah, shinitis midar gayim, that I personally, meaning Reb Zeikon, I say that even if it's tami midirabanan from midar gayim, we'll explain this in a moment, that it can be burned, even though again, it's only tami midirabanan. And Rav Mana continues saying, ma biadach, literally this means, what do you have in your hand? Meaning, where do you get this in Shitas Reb Meir? That if it's Safik Tuma, even Midrabanon, it could be burned. And the response was, Tani, who's taught in the Braisa, Midar Gayim, Toilin. That the dwelling place, the living place of a guy, has a din of Toilin. What's this referring to? So we know that non-Jews don't care about where they bury their dead, and they'll just bury them anywhere in a house, anywhere they live. And that's what Midar Gayim is. So anytime Truma gets brought into the house or the dwelling place of a non-Jew, we say that it's Safik Tuma, Midrabanon, because there might be a dead person buried in the house. So Tanakhama's Braisa is telling us that Midar Gayim is Toilin, and Rabbi Yisrael Yuda Aymer Sarfin, that we can actually burn this truma that went into this dwelling place of the Goyim. And our assumption is that Rav Meir agrees to this. Therefore, we see, says Rabbi Zreikon to Ramana, that Rav Meir holds that even Safik Tuma Dirabanon is allowed to be burned. Which means, going back to our discussion, that Rav Meir does not hold of Chavas Rishayna, because Chavas Rishayna says no burning Safik Tuma Dirabanon truma, and Rav Meir would say that you're allowed to. And actually, says the Gemara, Rav Chuna says B'Shem Rav Zeira, Rav Chuna tells the name of Rav Zeira, Rav Meir served Tuluya B'Shari Mais Hashana, Rav Meir allows burning Truma Tuluya all throughout the year, which is what we've been suggesting. Asking Rav Tanikin, was it taught like this? Was it Brisa say Truma Tuluya Tameya? We have Truma, which is Suffolk Tame, Sarfin Oisa Erev Shabbos Imcha Shecha. We're allowed to burn it Erev Shabbos, which is 2 days before Pesach, right before it gets dark. Divrei Amer, that's Amer's opinion. Racham Oyer Bezmano, the Chum say it has to be done in its proper time, which is on Shabbos. This is referring to when Shabbos is Erev Pesach, so you can't burn chametz on Shabbos. According to the Chum, it doesn't make a difference. You don't have to burn the chametz. You could just destroy it on Shabbos by crumbling it up and throwing it to the wind. According to Rav Meir, you have to burn it, so therefore you're going to do so on Erev Shabbos, which is 2 days before Pesach. However, says Rav Meir, when it's Truma Tuluya, it's only Safek Tamei, that has to be burned right before Shabbos starts. And the question is that if Rav Meir really holds that Truma Tuluya could be burned all year round, some Yisuf B'Shachris, burn it in the morning. Why does he say you have to burn it right before Shabbos starts? Must Rav Meir holds that you're not allowed to burn Truma Tuluya all year round. So Gemara answers no. Tifter, we could explain Shenis Atzav Loisarif. It's just referring to a situation where he was lazy and he didn't end up burning it. So Rav Meir says quickly, you should burn it before it gets dark on Erev Shabbos. And Teil Chashu Ken, you should know this is true. Tani Tmeya, because the Brisa says we're talking about 100% Tamei Truma. Loishim Satzav Loisarif, isn't that talking about where he was lazy and he didn't burn it? If it was 100% Tamei, of course it's allowed to be burned earlier in the day. And nonetheless, Rav Meir is saying, burn it right before it gets dark. It must be talking about a case where he was lazy and he didn't end up burning it. A different explanation is, Amrav Abba Maria, Chud Rabbi Yaisi, Tifter, we can explain, Shanoi La Toma Ba'isa Shah, that it only became Tamei at that time, right before Shabbos. That's when it got dark. Less Shmamina Klum, and you're not able to learn anything from here, so we can't ask an Rav Meir from this case, because we could talk about this unique situation where it got Tamei right before it got dark. And the Gemara continues discussing Mishnah Maseches Trumas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rechan says, Rab Shimon, Rab Yeshua, Shneim Amar Davar Echad, Rab Shimon and Rab Yeshua both say the same thing. What does Rab Yeshua say in the Mishnah and Trumas? So this is referring to Chavas Shnia. As we already know, Rab Yeshua is Mater, being Matame, the Truma wine, Biyadayim, to prevent it from flowing down into the Chulin wine and answering the Chulin wine. That's what Rab Yeshua holds. And what about Rab Shimon? So this has to do with the din of a Bechar. There's Mishnah Maseches Becharis. It talks about putting a mum onto a Bechar. A Bechar is Kodshim. It's supposed to be brought as a carbon, and there's an Isser of being Matal Mum Bekodshim. What he says in the Mishnah, we have a Bechar, which is sick and is going to die, and the only way to prevent it from dying is by doing Hakazas Dam, doing bloodletting. And this is considered being Matal Mum Bekodshim. So Rab Shimon actually allows this because it's preventing it from dying. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan is telling us. The Rab Shimon and Rab Yeshua say the same exact thing. That in order to prevent a loss, either of the Chulin that's in the bottom of the bar or the Bechar from dying, we're allowed to actively do something, be a daim, which is usually usur, namely be matami the truma or be matal mum in kachim. However, Amr Rab Illa says that no, Rab Shimon the Bechiris, Rab Yeshua the Trumas, loyden maidel adain, vloyden maidel adain, neither of them agree to each other, then your parents are two separate things. Why would that be? Because it could be that Rab Shimon allows being matal mum bekachim only because the fact that the animal is going to die is itself considered like it already has a mum, and therefore, according to Rab Shimon, there's no problem being matal another mum on a Bechar that already has a mum. But in the case of the truma wine, there's nothing wrong with it just yet. You're right that it will become Tameh if you don't prevent it from going down into the Tameh Chulin, but right now it's not Tameh, it's 100% Tar, and so Rab Shimon doesn't necessarily allow you to be Metameh Biyadayim. We can say something similar in Rabbi Yeshua. It could be that he allows being Metameh the Truma wine Biyadayim because there's definitely going to be a loss to the Chulin if you allow it to go down into it. But in the case of the Bechar, the only thing you're going to accomplish by being Matal Mum and doing that Kazas Dam is preventing it from dying, but it still doesn't allow you to Shecht it and use it, and therefore you're not saving anything, you're not preventing any loss from happening, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan would not necessarily allow in that case. Now here we have a third shita on Rab Zeir. Rab Zeir says, "Mistai Rab Shimon yadil Rab Yeshua, Rab Yeshua loy maidil Rab Shimon." It's logical to say that Rab Shimon agrees to Rab Yeshua, Rab Yeshua does not agree to Rab Shimon. The reason why Rab Shimon wouldn't agree to Rab Yeshua is like what we just said, that since by doing a kazas dam to the Bechar, you're not saving anything, you're not preventing any loss of money, so therefore he wouldn't allow it. Rab Shimon would allow being matam the truma wine be a daim because you are preventing loss of money due to the fact that you're stopping it from falling into the chulin. Now we're going to ask on this. Amar Rabban Bar Chila, Rab Zeira. Rabban Bar Chila asked Rab Zeira, "Al da'itach l'tam Rab Shimon yadil Rab Yeshua." According to you, the Rab Shimon agrees to Rab Yeshua. How could you say that? Vataninan, and we learned in our Mishnah, the Maidim Rab Lezer Rab Yeshua, Shesarfen Zula Atzma Vzula Atzma. The Rab Lezer and Rab Yeshua agree that we have to burn each one by itself, meaning Tahar and Tamei Truma have to be burned separately from each other so that Tahar doesn't become Tamei. And on the previous daf, we had quoted Rab Yochanan had said that this is actually Shitas Rab Shimon. So we see the Rab Shimon holds that Tamei and Tahar Chametz Truma are not allowed to be burned together. But the problem is that according to Rab Zeira, V'yisrav Shtein Ka'achas, we should be allowed to burn both of them together, according to Rab Shimon. Since anyway the Tahar Chametz is going to be burned, so I'm not allowed burning it together with the Tamei. Amar Le, Rab Zeira responded to him, Tama, and over there in the case of Erev Pesach, burning Tamei and Tahar Truma together, Tahaira Hidvar Taira, Mida Iraisa, the Truma is Tahar. And actually, Truma Be'enahi, the Truma itself is Be'en. There's nothing wrong with it when you're about to burn it, which is the sixth hour on Erev Pesach. It's just Atu Shegazarta Le'as Reifa, you, the Chachamim, were the ones that said that had to be burned on Erev Pesach at the sixth hour, but really there's nothing wrong with the Truma Tahira itself. The only reason why you're burning it is because, according to the Chachamim, you have to burn it then. And therefore, you can't consider it a Psol Tahira that you should now be allowed to burn it with Tamei Truma. However, he continued asking and take out the word Tumah from the Girsa, Mikol Makom Loi Nifsal B'Hesach Hadas. Still, doesn't this Truma Tahira become possible because of Hesach Hadas? We know that we always have to be completely focused on Truma. We have to have Das on it to make sure it doesn't become Tamei. And when we could say that something had Hesach Hadas, that we weren't paying attention to it, we have to assume that it's Tamei. Why don't we treat this Truma Tahira, Erev Pesach, as if it became possible due to Hesach Hadas, because since it's Chametz and he's not able to eat it, even though because it's a Drabani he's not able to eat it, but he's still not able to eat it, that should be considered possible due to Hesach Hadas. So it should be allowed to be burned with a Tamei. Like in Amar Biechanan, didn't Rabbi Yechanan say this? You'd be someone alpha on the top, Hesach Hadas of Artara, that's proper Girsa, that a Psol of Hesach Hadas is actually Midai Raisa. So even though you're right, the reason why the Hesach Hadas came about is because of the Rabbanon that they said you have to burn it now, it's now considered a Psol de Raisa, which should allow you to burn it with the Truma Tamei. And therefore, again, just to clarify, the Gemara says, Achuzes Dam Krib Shimon Taira, this whole idea of Achuzes Dam, that the Bechar has this blood issue that you have to do bloodletting in order to prevent it from dying, that's really an Isser Dai Raisa, being Matamon Bakachim, but still Rab Shimon allows it. And Chavas Hashni Krib Meir Taira, the case of Chavas Hashni according to Meir, that's also an Isser Dai Raisa, being Matamit Truma Bia Daim, but it's still permitted. And the same with these are permitted, as you be permitted to burn the Truma Tahira with Tamea, Erev Pesach, together. Even though we're dealing with an Isser Taira, still Rab Shimon should allow it. So Rab Zeir answers, no, ain't it, Kane? That's not so. The whole premise of your question is incorrect, that the Truma Tahira is not possible Midai Raisa because of Hesach Hadas, Erev Pesach, El Mashamru Hu Shaloi Tiga B'Tahar Zacheirais. Even during the sixth hour, when it's supposed to be burned, he's still guarding it, preventing preventing it from touching other taharos, meaning he's still treating his truma as if it's 100% truma, even though he can't eat it erev Pesach because chametz, he's still guarding it as if it's truma, so therefore it's not possible because of hesach hadas. However, has Rav Yitzchak b'Rei d'Rabbi Ksoiva, means he was a cipher, he was a scribe, that he used to be kaisev, he used to write, that haga atzmacha, think about it for yourself. Let's say this tahor truma was already on the coals. Dahainu, you already started burning it erev Pesach. Would you say that it's usher to put truma temeya on it to burn it together because you don't want to be matame da tahor being touched by the temeya? How could you say that it would be usher? Once you put the truma tahor on the coals to burn it, there's for sure hesach hadas over there. And a relayer b'zeir responded to him, l'chshi neno. You're right. After the truma tahor was placed in the fire, so then you're allowed to put truma temeya there. What I'm saying though, that Rav Shimon Asers is placing truma tahor and temeya together at the same time on the fire. You're 100% right. If the truma tahor was placed on the fire first, then you can put truma temeya on top of it. But putting them together, which would be metame, the truma tahora, before it gets burned and before this has chadas, then that's aser. We're just going to take this one step further in order to finish off the sugya. Amar Ramana Reb Shammai, Ramana asked Reb Shammai, Atun Amar Reb Shimon Yadla Reb Yeshua. You said that Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Yeshua, namely when the truma wine was flowing down to the bottom and was about to become tame, the Reb Shimon would agree to Reb Yeshua that you're allowed to metame be a dime, and by that same token, he should allow burning tahora and tame truma chametz together. But here's the question, I feel like Reb Yeshua less Reb Yeshua. Even Reb Yeshua doesn't agree with himself. What does that mean? Because we have different prides from Yasi regarding trumas chametz erev Pesach, which is safik tamei, that we're not allowed to burn it with tamei because maybe El Yohanavi is going to come and he's going to say actually it's tar. So you see that even Shitas Reb Shua himself, it's not so clear. And to Amalei, the response is Tanya and Inon, it's actually machlekes tanaim. In other words, machlekes tanaim, what Reb Shua holds, and therefore it's not a stira. And pay attention to the following gears of changes. Taman Reb Yosi b'shem Reb Shua over there. So Reb Yosi b'shem Reb Shua, we know that Reb Yosi holds in Shitas Reb Shua that we can't burn this tamei and tahar together. That's Reb Yosi of our Mishnah. Whereas Bram Hachar over here, Reb Shimon b'shem Reb Shua, it's Reb Shimon and Reb Shua who does agree and is makel that we're allowed to be matami at Biyodayim. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow. Continue to discuss this Bechar case. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.